DreamEnhancedRadio.com embraces the fourth dimension, promotes natural alternative health, spreads joy. DreamEnhancedRadio.com. Free energy, spirituality, honesty and truth. DreamEnhancedRadio.com. Increase the vibration of the people and the planet. DreamEnhancedRadio.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing psychic readings for the listening audience. I do have a guest today. I'll introduce him in a few seconds. I would like to get the toll-free numbers out there, toll-free USA and Canada. I'll get that out of the way. We are going through two stations. If you're at the website, BBS Radio website, you can also use the phone lines for Station 2, and they're toll-free. But I'll be giving you the ones for Station 1. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, you can dial direct 1-530-876-3222. I'd like to let everybody know that musical piece you listened to at the beginning of the show is titled Going Within, and it was created and written for me by Joe Dex. His info can be found at my guest page lineup at www.michaelgoger.com. And I'd like to introduce my guest for today. He's an astrologer and a long-time friend, pretty much 10 years. You may know him from Astrology Chat Room 1 several years ago. We were a group that hung out together in there, and you might have known him as Sun Sound. I'd like to introduce Tom Biddle. How you doing, Tom?
Doing good, Mike.
Did I say your last name right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Been a long time, buddy.
Oh, it's been a while. It's been quite a while.
I believe you were the first person I ever talked to on the internet in voice chat. I remember the night like it was yesterday. It was you and Skills. You remember that night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I remember, in my experience, as in yours, I remember Ghost Lady.
She
was the first one that I talked to. So,
no,
and we both saw you come in, so it was. What's funny about it is trying to get you to talk.
No, you see the picture on my website. Do I look shy? I was. You know what it was? I was more afraid than anything.
Well, yeah,
because of the rumors about internet chat. It was just like from where I was from. Anybody that went to internet chat, they got in trouble. But anyway.
Yeah,
that was about 10 years ago, and Ghost Lady was the second person I connected to, which had a profound effect on my entire life.
Oh yeah, she does. I think she does that just about everyone she meets.
Yeah,
we are especially close. She recognized my voice. Mm-hmm. It kind of threw me. It dawned on me a little later, but. When I first met her or heard her voice, it didn't affect me like it did her, because I actually remember her kind of excited would be the word, I guess. She said, "Oh my God, I know you."
Yeah.
You know, and that's where we went into this past life. That really, really good woman. And then yes, I remember you coming in and trying our dangest to try to get you to turn your mic on, and you used every excuse in the book, you know.
Do you remember what I came in for, what I was looking for that night? I just want to see if you have your memory. I had a problem, and you told me to come on the next day and look for Ghost Lady.
Yeah, I remember. I don't know whether you want anyone to know about it, but
yeah. Well, yeah, it was for the health of a family member.
Exactly.
And I was looking for different types of And up until that time, I was pretty much a hermit, a recluse, a researcher. I was very much into metaphysics and practicing and meditation and study. And I really had no interest in reading or doing anything in the public with it until I met you, and then you recommended me to Ghosty, and then I think I watched Ghosty in action, and that's when the bug caught me.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt the connection to past life. It's almost like you and Ghosty were waiting for me to show up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if you weren't there. I know, for information, you know, for the people out there, the way Ghosty actually told it was... And I distinctly remember it now, you know. Well, I did at the time. But I was a surgeon in the Civil War. And I was shot working on a soldier, you know. And she was my nurse. And the first thing she said, I tripped over your feet, your big old feet, you know. And, you know, it just things just come back to you. And that just kind of opened it up for me because... I could really feel it. It was strong. And I knew it. I knew at the instant that we got to talking. She did so because she's stronger in that ability. But and then we go back to the Titanic. She's afraid of dark, deep water, as I am. Always have been. And, you know, when you get into past lives, you learn an awful lot about yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And really, really interesting. All metaphysics are, but that was just walking into a room as you did and meeting people for, well, we think the first time, although we have known them from other lives, we just don't realize it.
right.
Excuse me.
And
but those were the days, Mike.
Yeah. And there was, and there's a reason for all of it. I mean,
there's a reason for everything.
Yeah. And not only about yourself, but where you're headed in this life too.
It has a direct effect. You know, one thing that people may not realize, but you bring everything with you from life to life. You don't forget anything. Each life, you learn lessons. You know, everything you learn, you bring with you. You may take on a different body, you know, but your spirit will still be with you. And you know, one thing I can vouch for. Well, you know, today is Veterans Day, and I just want to wish all my brothers, and sisters. We didn't have that many when I was in Vietnam. We didn't have that many females. We had, well, I mean, not like today, but. Maybe in a percentage basis, 5%.
Right.
Had a lot of brothers over there, and that had a real effect on me too because I was a chaplain's assistant, and you know you cover a lot of area. A medic, you know, is on the field, and he takes care of the fallen within a battalion, but. What people don't realize is the chaplain's assistant is actually the chaplain's bodyguard.
Right.
And we were all over country. I was not stationed in any unit, you know, and I had two men die in my arms, so I've seen life and I've seen death, but I just, since today's Veterans Day, I just wanted to give a big hug, you know, please accept my good energy for all my brothers because we made it, boys.
Right, and that goes out for me too.
Right, exactly.
I'm very patriotic. Love or leave it, right or wrong, love or leave it, and I'm very thankful to the men and women in the armed forces for the sacrifice.
Exactly.
Did you ever see my patriotic tribute at my website?
No, I don't think I have, Mike.
Yeah, it's all from the soul. It's all hand-picked right down to the last letter. And it's like 25 pages long.
Oh, well, I would love to check it out.
Yeah, stop in there. I got a fantastic picture of the USS New York, the one they made out of all the steel from the World Trade Center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's got a nice musical piece with it. Its motto is Never Forget.
Well, that's
Excellent. So you're right. It is a time to give thanks and be thankful, especially as you go about your everyday life. We don't realize how much sacrifice goes into the lives and the freedom that we do have.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, astrology, you're an astrologer, or do you consider yourself an astrologer?
Astrology would just be a small part of the metaphysics. I mean, I guess you could call me an astrologer. I mean, I've done it all, but I've been into astrology longer than anything else.
How many charts have you done so far? I know you were doing charts like I was reading. It was quite
In the room itself, during that period of time, which is, a span of 5 years, I would say, I did over 500 at that particular time. Since then, it's probably, quadrupled, probably over 3,000, and I have a copy of every one of them. I don't throw anything away. You know, I kind of keep that on record,
right,
just in case someone asks, you know.
Right.
In fact, I have had people come back and ask me if I could send them their chart, and I could, you know, all they'd have to do is receive me their birth info and all that, but since I've already done their chart, your natal information doesn't change, so,
right.
I guess you would say that's the thing. Well, I'm still in it.
You did it for free, too, posting and everything one time.
I feel it's a gift. But, you know, if it's a livelihood, I can't knock anyone for not charging for anything. I mean, if that's your sole means of income, you're given that ability, and that's fair.
Yeah, sure it is. And are you still doing that?
Oh, yeah.
For anybody that asks?
Yeah, I sure am.
Yeah, so, and how would they get a hold of you? At your website?
Yeah, go to my website. Right.
Okay, can you say it better than me, or you just want me to...
Well, if you could read it, if you've got it there in front of you,
Well, I got www.geocities.com/sunsound, too. Would that get them there?
Yeah, that'll take them right to one of them. That would be enough right there to get to me.
Yeah.
But they could always just write me at sunsound2@yahoo.com.
Okay, so...
all they have to do is just say, hey, Tom, I'd like a chart. And, I'll need their date, place, and birth info. You know, the time of their birth, the date, and the place.
Awesome. And you've done several for me, and they were very, very... As a matter of fact, I still have them.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike.
Yeah, it was in depth and thick, too. There was a lot there to digest and to read. It was informative. Now, so there you go, folks. Anybody interested in having a chart done, get a hold of Tom, and he'll do that for you.
Be glad to.
Okay. And what influenced you the most in life? Was it one book, or was it an accumulation of your life? Or
well, if you really want to go back, I would say it was a questioning. You know, it was a feeling of knowing that there was more. My upbringing was strictly Catholic. I was raised strict Catholic. The altar boy, the whole thing. And I was always questioning the priests and nuns. Nothing they said satisfied me, so I began my own journey just by reading books, basically. Finding this out and that out, and I can tell you the first book that I ever stumbled onto was the Tibetan Book of the Dead, and I was only 16 years old. I was like in the eighth grade, I believe, and
me too,
way beyond my years. But
awesome.
It just fascinated me so much.
Yeah,
and I knew then that there's got to be something to this, and that that kind of started it. But the real beginning, I guess you would say, is Dr. Raymond Moody's book called Life Between Lives, and that
Awesome.
I believe that book came out in 1974.
Yeah, I read it. It's in my library.
Yeah, he's written several since then, but that was my very first one, and
yeah.
I knew then that, hey, I'm on the right track, you know, this
right.
This in-between lives thing, you know, the Catholics teach you, you die. Well, I'm not just picking on Catholics.
Right.
I can't do that, but all religions, let's just say all Western religions, believe that you just die and you go to heaven or hell. And, I knew that was, I had a feeling that that was, there was more to it than
there
that.
Was.
I'm not picking on anybody. I'm sorry if your audience, you know, kind of feels that way. But
they were not picking on the Catholics. Just mainstream religion. And I was the same way. It just wasn't satisfying to me. And and not only that, within myself, I knew there was something going on.
Right.
So, and I wanted to know what was going on. So, and that led me into a journey too. So, much like what you're describing.
I think a lot of people. Now another thing, when you're in a learning mode or reaching awareness is like that's the way I like to call it. There are signs given to you, showing you that you're on the right track. Your guides will help you. I've actually seen karma in action. I've seen it, in a delayed reaction. I've also seen it instant. So the old John Lennon song, Instant Karma, he was right on the money.
Oh, yeah.
You travel as I did, and you learn as you do. And, a lot of mine was trial and error when I first started astrology. I had no teachers, per se. I was learning out of a book, and I would attend these little small metaphysical conventions we'd have, and I would have these experienced astrologers check my math, which you've got computers today, but back then that was in 1977, 78, 79, and you had to figure it all by math, and it really, really it involved calculus, a lot of math, and once I learned that, I was just overjoyed because I finally found out, how to do an astrology chart. And once you really do one and learn how to interpret it, then you're on your way because that just opens up another doorway.
Right.
And the why is this and why is that questions you've asked yourself all your life.
Right.
It's just a fascinating study. That's just one aspect.
Right. Now with astrology and charts and how it affects people and our destinies, and it's like at the time of birth, it's like a snapshot, right?
Exactly.
And you work from there,
right?
Where all the other planets are and according to that snapshot.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
And then you can chart it from there.
Yeah. A lot of people. Now I don't know. Most people, let's just put it that way, most people read the newspaper, horoscope. Okay, that's
right. That's completely...
To me, it's a... Well... I don't want to go there, but,
Interesting. It's surprising how often they could be so almost accurate.
Yeah. It's a generality. What I'm trying to say, though, is when you meet a person, for example... you're not really seeing the sun sign in the person. Like you're a Libra and I'm a Virgo. I have actually, I'm a Virgo double Gemini, which to people that don't know astrology, when I say double, or if I say you're a Libra, that's your sun sign, but you also have your rising sign, which we call the ascendant. We don't call it the rising sign, but it's the ascendant and the moon. And when you talk to someone or just meet them, you're seeing their ascendant. You're not really seeing the sun sign. The sun sign is the character, and the ascendant is the inner self.
Okay.
So what they're showing you is the inner part of them.
Right.
And as I said, I went to astrologers and just asked them, what is my sign? And they looked me up and down, and they said, well, you're very talkative. And you kind of joke around a little bit, and a lot of them have said Sagittarius or Gemini, and I said, well, no, I'm not. And when I tell them a Virgo, I just I kind of get a kick out of the look on their face because they say, oh, you can't be a Virgo. You're supposed to be shy, and what they're seeing is the Gemini in me.
Right.
See, that's why I'm saying that when you meet someone, you're actually seeing their ascendant. That's right. What they're showing you.
Right. So there's many different aspects to
yes.
a sign.
Uh-huh.
And
now you've got the highs, middles, and lows. You can't
right.
just say,
right.
well, for example, a Leo, Leo the lion, the roar, he's, you've got middle Leos that are just mellow, there's
yep.
no, that you can't compare them to a lion in any way.
Right. It's almost like you can go from empathic right down to the math.
Right.
And anywhere in between.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, buddy. So,
it's just another facet of metaphysics.
I think it's the core of metaphysics in a way. And I think
I'm not going to say it's been around longer than
yeah.
any of the other studies, but it goes way, way back.
Yeah, and it seems like everything could be complemented with it or combined with it. And
it's all connected.
Yeah.
Egyptians, used it, which
right.
go way back, but... I don't know if, you know this, but I don't know if many people do, because I'm speaking to your audience, not just
right.
you, but
right.
Let's say back in the days of the Neanderthal and, even the cavemen, what did they have other than the constellation, the sky?
Right.
And that's what
right.
astrology is actually based on.
Right.
The tarot cards, for example, didn't come till later. You might have had some gravel, dirt. You could make... I'm talking primitive now. We're going way, way back.
Right.
The one thing that never changed was the sky.
Right.
And the seasons.
Right.
And that is all astrology.
Right.
I mean, pure, true astrology. But,
right. Sure.
It just branched off into yeah. everything else,
Sure.
And the gifts, for example, you're a psychic. That's always been, everyone's got that ability, but more so in others. You've got to develop it and bring it out.
Right.
A lot of people don't know they have it, and sometimes
right.
it just takes it takes someone to bring it out of them. But
yeah. Yeah.
I was kind of, I wanted to, I wish I could get, I'm chuckling because it would really be something to have you and Ghosty and me together on your show sometime, because I was going to razz her. In fact, I still want to.
That'd be
fun. She said she was born with a call on her face. I was going to say I was born with a call on my rear end.
I was going to have her do Elmo, and I forgot.
Oh, yeah, that'd be, people haven't lived till they hear that.
Or sing like Marilyn. She brought up the day you tricked me into singing.
Oh, yeah.
In a room full of people.
I know.
We were going to sing Happy Birthday, and he counted down 1, 2, 3, and I was the only one singing. That was funny.
Oh, yeah.
That was good, buddy. We had some good times.
Well, we did the Reagan, but
yeah, Reagan and Bill.
you didn't even know you had the impressionist ability in you, probably, till we brought that out of you.
Yeah. Well, I was always a comedian. My mother said he's either going to be an actor or a comedian.
Really?
Yeah.
We would have never known that.
Yeah. But
no way,
I was always very private and not very public person.
Right.
Until, the internet and chat did, and you and Ghosty played a major role in bringing it out.
I'm glad. I really take pride in that. I had the ability. That's what I tell Hillary all the time. She's up in New York, and I'm down here in a Little Rock, I don't get to hear that often.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss the days, but a lot of fun. That was always a lot of fun, if you can't teach without having humor,
well,
it's no fun. You probably remember your high school days were... Oh, the old drab professor got up there and just he put you to sleep. But you know, if you had a good teacher that could keep you up, you know, kind of laughing a little bit, you learn more. I've always been a believer in that. And
oh yeah, me too. Laughter is and humor is everything. You ready to take some calls?
Sure.
Some old time friends out there from Astro Chat. Everybody's probably saying, "Oh, when's he going to start, Reed?" But I knew we'd be talking longer than normal because we haven't talked in a while.
It's been a while. It's, well, yeah. 5 years probably.
Yeah, and everything.
Around that, yeah.
I predicted this back then, you and Ghosty being on a show with me. And I'm
gonna,
we have the archives here, so these are two CDs that I'm definitely going to burn and put in a frame.
Oh, great. That's fantastic. And then our next goal, which I hope is down the road, will be you and her and I together on a show.
Doing impersonations.
Oh, well, just cutting up. Let it all hang out, because I don't think people can believe what actually transpires between the three of us.
It was something else. It was a milestone in my life. I forgot who I was before I met you guys.
You were just a guy on a journey, like we all were, and you happened to stumble into the right place.
Yeah.
And I don't say that literally, because you didn't stumble. It was meant to be. Nothing is by chance. And
it was definitely a journey.
Yeah,
definitely. I was prepared years and years before I even met you.
Mm-hmm.
I was preparing for it and knew something was happening, and I was being prepared. Didn't quite know what. 3 years before I even got the computer, I was obsessed with internet and computers, just asking questions and like kind of like training and getting ready for it.
Yeah, so, it all set you up for that.
That one night.
Right.
That one night, and I was the last person you'd see in front of a computer. I had absolutely no interest up until that obsession started.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even have one in the house, and I was just asking everybody I knew, what do you know about the internet? What do you know about chat? How do you work it? What do you do? And I dreamed about it, talked about it constantly.
Yeah,
as I was training in metaphysics at the same time.
I actually got on the net in 98, just kind of tinkering. But I can tell you my first experience, Yahoo was just beginning then. There wasn't, there might have been three different sites or rooms or whatever you call them. I didn't even have a mic. In fact, I've got a recording studio here. Because people don't know what all I'm into, but that's just another facet of me. I do recordings, but I had a regular Sony mic. I mean, a regular standard recording mic. And I remember my computer, my old 98 computer, had a microphone jack, and I plugged that in one time and was in a room. I don't even remember what room it was. I think it might have been Country and Western. And I hit the talk button, and some woman answered me, and I said, "Where are you at?" She said, "I'm in Nashville." I said, "Really?" And you know, it just blew me away, because here I was talking on a computer. Never seen anything like that in my life.
Yep.
So that's how my doors opened as far as computer.
Yeah.
Talking on the computer, that type of thing.
Yeah, talk chat, voice chat.
Right.
Amazing. All right, buddy, let's see who's out there. Have we got any? I know they're probably saying, "Oh, my God, I thought he was going to read." And I could feel the pressure, you know what I mean, the pull.
Yeah.
But everybody can understand that this was something that started, I'd say, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And
that'd be 90, just about 10 years, exactly.
About that, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Don, have we got any calls? Is there
Hello.
A caller? Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Maria.
Maria? What part of the world, Maria?
Kansas.
Kansas. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I talk more than usual, Maria, so is there a question I can go right to?
Because
I'm going to be doing kind of like a speed reading type thing.
Romance.
Anything in particular, or I could just spit out what I'm hearing for you?
Just spit out what you're hearing. That would be good.
Okay.
Thank you. Romance is big on my mind right now.
Romance, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Romance seems to be like 90% of the female, and usually the men are 50-50 money in romance. But anyway, let's see. All right. I'm feeling, Maria, I feel like I am going right to issues with men, so I'm going to run with it and see what I'm getting here. I feel, at the present, I feel pretty good about things, and I want to say that I'm getting mixed signals with this for some reason. I feel, you know, whatever it is right now, I feel like it's going to become even happier and start working better for you. But I am feeling, this is strange. I'm feeling like there might have been a problem, too, or an upset of some kind that led to some confusion and exhaustion. Do you have a better half that had a problem, or there was an illness or anything like this, Maria? Is it ringing a bell? Is it, or was it a relationship that had a problem and it's gonna and it's recovering or it's starting to get better? Is that what you wanted to know?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't understand the mixed signals I'm getting. He either left or came back, or the relationship was doing good and it crumbled, now it's getting better, but whatever happened or whatever the situation was, I feel like it's on a rebound and a recovery and being rejuvenated. I hope that's what you needed to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you're wondering if that's going to happen, that's basically what I'm feeling. I feel like I'm in a rejuvenation with this, and it's on a rebound, so whatever it is now, I believe it's going to get, I'm hearing stronger and recovering. So I feel good with things in romance or relationship right now.
Can you tell if I'm going to be alone during the holidays?
Alone during the holiday? I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't believe so. No, I'm not feeling, I feel like you're going to have a good holiday.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to be, I'm pleased. I'm hearing pleased and happy with the way things are going. And a certain person is acting more mature. I don't know what that means. I'm just, they're telling me to say it. So someone is going to act more maturely and kind of like glad of their way to please you. And I feel like this happening within during the next 30 days. So I don't think you're going to be alone. And somebody's going to go out of their way to kind of cheer you up and make you happy. I do want to be a little alert for some, a little jealousy or spiteful behavior or other people sticking their nose in where it don't belong. This type of a thing. The people around me, I don't know if this maybe started with some jealousy or rumors or gossip or somebody said something or did something they didn't even have business doing. You know what I mean? That type of thing. If it ain't going on now, be alert for that as you rejuvenate and recover from whatever did happen. Did somebody leave and then come back?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Was he ill and having problems?
Yes, he's been ill.
Okay. Because I'm feeling an illness might have led to it or helped cause what happened to. And I'm feeling the illness getting better, too.
Okay.
Okay. And it, I don't know if it was emotional or mental, but I do know if it was physical, it affected the mental and the emotional. And it might have made him do something, say something he didn't want to do or caused him to not be himself. But either way, I do feel the illness improving and the relationship rejuvenating and becoming stronger. So, and plans being put into action, almost like there was plans to do something. Like, I don't know if there was an engagement or a marriage plans or some type of a commitment or
playing between the two of you. I feel like that kind of like coming back again and moving forward with it. Some type of ideas, plans, and goals, I believe, that was connected to you and him, or whoever this is. And I just want to throw in, too, any kind of interviews or testing or challenges between now and the end of the year, I'm also going to do well with. And this could be you or anybody that's close to you. If they got some type of, like a test coming up or an exam or an interview, I feel like this is a real good time for it. And I'm going to do okay with it. So, let's see. That's about it for now. I hope I helped you and answered the question that you would have.
Absolutely.
Answer
you hit it right on the head.
Okay. I appreciate that, Marie. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Tell your friends about us.
I will definitely do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. If you're just joining us, you're listening to your Inner Thoughts from Michael Goger. I have my guest, Son of Sound. First name is Tom. He's an astrologer, a longtime friend, and basically, one of the people that put me on the path to what I'm doing today was definitely a milestone at the beginning of it. Paula, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing really well.
What's your first name?
Chris.
Chris?
Yeah.
Christiana?
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Doing well. It's nice to talk to you all.
Good. I, and calling from Arizona.
Yeah.
All around the world. Good. I've been PMing you. You haven't been responding, but you've been busy and I've been busy too.
Busy,
so.
Busy, yeah.
Buzz, right.
Busy.
Okay. And I know you're busy, so, and you know how I read. You're also a friend, very involved, doing a lot of good stuff out there in the world, and will be. So, Chris, I'm glad you got through.
Thank you. I'm really shocked. It was really a gift to be able to get through.
Good, good. Okay. You've been listening to the show. I got my friend Tom here.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Chris.
I like his voice.
Isn't it awesome?
Oh, yeah. It's very meaty.
Yeah.
Very organic.
Yes.
And I, as I probably mentioned earlier, I do have a recording studio, but I was a DJ for a while. People don't remember it, but I was at WLS Chicago, 69 to 70. Midnight. I was on a midnight shift. I'm embarrassed to say what kind of music I played because it was underground, you know, compared to mainstream stuff, but you know, that's where a lot of people got their start. But thank you, Christy, for the compliment on my voice.
Oh, well, it's very true, and I'm sure your show is great.
Oh, yeah.
And Michael's show is good.
Thank you, Chris. I, Tom, you kept a lot of your radio voice. I wish I had your voice.
Oh, you've got a good voice, Mike.
Oh, you have a great, you have a teddy bear voice, Michael.
A teddy bear.
Well,
I don't want to be Imus or Stern. I don't want to be a
no,
teddy
no,
bear.
No. Be yourself. Be yourself,
be myself,
Mike. You're perfect the way you are.
Yeah.
No, you can't improve on that. That's being someone you don't want to be.
Teddy bear.
You might be want to. You want might want to be Imus, but you really don't.
I want to take half of Imus and Stern and put them together
and
make a teddy bear. The teddy bear voice. It's good. All right. Chris, let's see what we're getting for you.
Thank you.
All right, girl. I want to stay on top of my finances from here until at least the end of the year. I don't want to do anything risky or overindulge. I don't want to panic either, but I do want to watch what I'm spending and make sure I'm getting what I'm supposed to get and get as much as I can for what I'm spending. So make that the focus of the theme as you go into the end of the year.
Hey, everybody out there. This is
I'm also feeling like people are... I'm going to feel like overly...
I'm there.
overly taxed and strained by the people around me. And it's not just one particular person. It just seems like maybe the world itself or the people around me may kind of like be a little irritating or wear me down, so I kind of want to protect against that. You know how to do that. And be on guard. And you could feel that coming, and you could just throw up the wall or the mirror and shoot it back or get away from it. And then at the same time with the finances, I want to also... I don't want to... let's see. You know, one thing I want to focus on is being the peacemaker. So with every interaction and relationship I may encounter between now and the end of the year, if you see any negativity developing, if you feed into it, I'm pretty sure it'll lead to a dispute that may go on or linger or be aggravating. So if you see something like this developing, I want to nip it in the bud right away and just surround it with love. And even if you're right, or even if you're, you know, really ticked off, don't fire back or fight fire with fire. I want to be the peacemaker with every situation, disturbing situation I encounter. I don't want to be an aggressor or feed into it, okay? So throw a wall of love around it, because I'm just getting little things being inflamed into big things, and it's just kind of absent-minded in a way, and it just automatically happens. So keep that in mind, okay?
Okay.
It's just not the time to fight fire with fire. I would surround everything with love, that's for sure. Let me see what else I'm feeling here. I'm not getting a lot. Basically, more little bit of heads up here or there. Heads up with the finances. Heads up with relationships. I definitely wouldn't argue over money either. Finances could become a situation where that could go into an argument too. So, especially if anything. Especially if it's arguing over money. I definitely want to stay away from that. Bickering over money for some reason seems to have a little bit of a cloud around it. So, and difficulty in just everything is financing. Everything is centering on your finances, Chris.
Okay.
For some reason. To stay on top of them and difficulty... communicating with finances and maybe difficulty figuring it out and connecting it. And so it looks like it's going to take a lot of your energy and focus between now and the end of the year, just making sure you can get what you want and getting what you need and making sure it's balanced correctly, this type of thing. Financial planning, they're really pulling me to this for some reason. And difficulty with other people with it. Maybe other people want some, or you need to get some from them, and communicating about it being an issue and this type of thing. So handle it with kid gloves and think ahead as you go into these situations. Let's see. Strange. Chris, do you want me to go anywhere? You got any questions? Or?
Well,
I don't want to get too bogged down in general financial. Was there something you'd hoping I hit on?
With my special friend, do you see that being okay between us?
Are you going back on air?
Hi.
Oh, my God. This happened before. It's the spirit guides in retro.
Exactly.
It is. Do you know when I was preparing, my guides kept shaking their head.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what are you guys doing to me? I already got a headache, and I need to get this together. And they just kept shaking their head. And then I had this overwhelming urge to get a hold of Tom and to get a hold of Don and say, something don't feel right. So If I'm on the air, I think we just discovered that we weren't broadcasting. Wow. Maybe he's got notice.
You know what? We're on the air. I'm listening to it on the radio. We are on the air.
Oh, okay. Because I'm getting other messages too, saying everything sounds good.
Yeah.
So I think we did okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that was fun.
Well,
that woke me up. I just said I was talking for an hour and nobody heard it.
No, we're on the air. I was listening to the show.
They probably don't even know who I am, Mike. I'm
your
spirit guide.
You were coming through beautifully.
Yeah, good.
Mike, I just wanted to ask real quickly with my special friend and I, did you pick up, it was, you know, smooth sailing?
Okay, with your relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. I was afraid you were going to ask me that.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
You're always...
It's like reading my sister. Oddly enough, you asked that, so I'm going to go there. I believe some of the financial drama that I was feeling may be connected to him.
Okay.
And the conversations between yous and the tit for tat and the back and forth, I think maybe you might kind of like maybe want to lean towards him or ask him something, and I feel like some of the drama may come from his part. So I think that's kind of what I was feeling, Chris.
Okay.
And it affecting the relationship. So be prepared and handle it with kid gloves. And I want to say everything's going to be beautiful and a rainbow coming out of it, but unfortunately with this, I just feel like he's irritated or he becomes upset for some reason or becomes an aggravating situation. And it may be connected to finances, so when you see this developing, you'll know this is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And you can kind of manipulate it or work with it or against it, anything that, or just stop it. And I guarantee you that if you push it, it'll get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Okay.
So you would need to back off and use reverse psychology.
Okay.
Okay, so that's probably the best advice I can give you right now as far as your relationship goes. When it goes financial and then requesting things and it turns into attitude, that's your sign to back off and use psychology.
Okay.
Or trickery.
Well, it's always helpful, the guidance, so I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, and it's good to hear this because you'll know, you know?
Yeah.
And then if he seems to be getting irritated, you'll know that pushing it, I don't feel, would work. I think it would backfire.
Okay.
And make it worse. Other than that, I think that's all they're going to give me on that. I am getting a glimmer of hope and some light coming at the end of the tunnel here, but I feel like you're really more towards the end of the year, the beginning of the year, things becoming more comfortable in the home and relationship-wise.
Okay.
But between now and the end of the year, I would handle him and anything to do with him with kid gloves in a way.
Okay.
All right? Because I feel like other things are bothering him, too. The weather, the seasons, a few things are going on. So handling with kid gloves. And the new year seems like it's going to be much more relationship-friendly for you.
Right on, Jones. I love that.
All right.
Yeah. There was a document. This is one last question. There was a document I had to hand in regarding my car. And do you think that'll sew up the deal with the powers that be on the new car?
I'm not sure.
It came in as a surprise, that request from them.
I'm not sure. Would it involve you spending money, or?
They wanted more of a documentation on financial stuff.
And, oh, I see.
And I had it sent to them, and
okay.
I had.
Oh, that's why I was being given. That's why I was given all of this.
I know.
That's why it's all financial. I'm on the border with that for some reason. I'm on the border. I don't think I can go one way or another other than I'm worried about it going through. I keep hearing worrying about it going through. All right. Okay. I believe it goes through.
Okay.
I believe it works in your favor, Chris.
Okay.
But it might involve the man friend. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Yeah.
Okay, and then that could be leading to some of the drama. So I'm right on the border with it, and if it goes through, maybe the man friend being involved, so kind of handle that too with kid gloves.
Okay, doc.
But I feel like it goes through.
Okay, doc.
All right. I hope I'm right for you.
Thank you. I think you are.
Oh, what? All right, Chris.
So, well, adios to you all, and thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Okay, you have a good day. Take care.
You all, too.
All
thank
right,
you.
Chris.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I believe we're running out of time, and Tom, it was a pleasure having you, an honor, and I'm humbled, and it's definitely going to be on my wall in a frame someday.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. I enjoyed it as much as you did. It recalls a lot of the past.
Yes.
And
memories.
Yeah, I'll never forget those early days in the chat room. That was just a total blast.
Yes.
I don't think we could have as much fun.
No.
Other time.
They're definitely memories that are going to be cherished.
Exactly.
And then for the future too, that
sure.
we reconnected.
Right.
And the ghosty and you thing with me someday would be fun. It would be a special show, maybe.
You should do that. I'm suggesting, really. I'm hopeful. And I think she would enjoy it, too. She's probably... Hi, ghosty, if you're listening.
No.
I'm sure she would agree.
You know, I know we can have the three lines. I don't know if we can have a caller, but if we can't, then we'll just do maybe a special show and entertain the audience.
You can do a four-way. There's a way a caller could come in. I don't know if they could get an edge in or a word in edgewise. But
right. I know we can get three of us on here anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure we can get more, but either way it would work.
Right.
All right, buddy. So they can get a hold of you, your email for a chart if they like, a free chart.
Yeah, right.
Say the address one more time, buddy.
Okay. It's Sunsound, just S-U-N-S-O-U-N-D, 2. sunsound2 at yahoo.com.
Okay, fantastic. And
just
if you
send me an email and, give me your time, date, and place of birth. And I always recommend getting the time off your birth certificate. It can't be, a lot of people don't know their birth times and, they can't find their birth certificate. And I'm saying this to be for a reason. They either ask their mother, memories go bad. As you get older. So, but what I'm saying is in order for a chart to be accurate, it can't be any more than 4 minutes before or after the exact time. It will throw it into a whole new sign, a couple of degrees. It'll just throw the whole thing off. So I strongly recommend getting it exactly or right off your birth certificate. That's really the best and the most accurate way.
Awesome. And it's completely free.
Oh yeah, I don't even charge postage. I'll email it to you, and if you want, I also have a set of 7 CDs that I put out regarding reincarnation, past lives, karma, twin flames, soulmates, and I don't charge for those either. I send those out. So if someone emails me and wants a chart, we'll get into the CDs if they want it.
Yeah, awesome.
So,
great. So if you guys are listening, Sunsound offering your astrology chart, and it's free of charge. And I have several of them, and they're very informative and definitely worth checking into. Tom, thank you.
Okay, Mike, thank you.
With all my heart, buddy. Bless you.
Bless you, too. Peace on your journey, my brother.
You too, buddy. Enjoy. And BBS, you're the best. You rock. I'll see you all next week, Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like to know more about me, www.michaelgoga.com. And you can find Sunsound's guest info at that website, too, at the guest page lineup, www.michaelgoga.com. Take care, everybody, and goodbye. Goodbye, Tom.
Bye-bye, Mike.
Take care, all.
All right.